1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden pushing back on those calling for him to drop out of the race. In front of a fired-up crowd in Michigan on Friday, the president saying,
"You probably noticed there's a lot of speculation lately. What's Joe Biden going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? Here's my answer. I am running, and we're going to win."
Biden delivered some of his harshest attacks against his opponent yet, questioning the mental acuity of Donald Trump and calling him dangerous and unhinged. The judge overseeing the involuntary manslaughter trial against actor Alec Baldwin dismissing the charges against Baldwin on Friday after his attorneys argued that the prosecution failed to turn over evidence. The judge dismissed the charges with prejudice, meaning they cannot be retried. The Pentagon says it's pulling the plug on a temporary pier constructed off the coast of Gaza that helped bring aid into the territory. It was plagued by technical issues. This is ABC News. Brazen jewelry stick-ups in New York. Police looking for two men and a woman allegedly behind a series of high-end robberies.
Authorities accusing them of targeting diners at high-end restaurants, holding them at gunpoint, and stealing luxury watches and jewelry before speeding away on motorbikes. Eric Goldie says he was held up at gunpoint, the suspects then fleeing the scene with his watch.
He knew what kind of watch I was wearing, just said, "Rolex, Rolex, Rolex. Give me your Rolex."
Police are seeking at least two men who are often accompanied by a woman acting as a lookout, saying they've committed at least a half dozen gunpoint robberies in Manhattan and Brooklyn since March.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. A race is on to save a 150-year-old lighthouse from crumbling into the Hudson River in New York. Wooden pilings beneath the Hudson Athens Lighthouse are deteriorating, and the structure, which was built in the middle of the river at a time when steamboats were a common sight, is beginning to shift. Advocates say if action isn't taken soon, the historic lighthouse could be lost in the coming years. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. It's been a while since I was out of work, but I remember that grind of looking and that occasional suffocating feeling of anxiety like it was yesterday. If that's where you're at, and you don't mind if I encourage you to try something, because I am sure you're pretty tired of hearing people say, "Have you tried to do ba-da-da?" or "Have you thought about ga-ga-ga?" I'd like to recommend a project. Make a budget. Pulling together a monthly budget can help reduce your money stress, even if it doesn't make money magically appear. Knowing what you have to spend and where you want to trim is better than just closing your eyes and letting those bills pile up. And taking charge of your current financial situation, that can be an important contribution to your mental health as well as your and your family's well-being. You can get started today. I've got a video about how to make a budget on Work Money's YouTube channel. All the resources at workmoney.org are free to anyone looking for help spending less and saving more. And hey, if you're between jobs, keep your chin up. You got this.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A recent poll shows how older voters view the race for president. Mike Moan reports.
The poll in this crucial battleground state, released by AARP, was conducted right after the first debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. In Wisconsin, Trump now leads Biden by 6 percentage points among voters 18 and up, according to this new survey. Pollster Bob Ward helped lead the effort, and he points out that a very high percentage of voters 50 and older are extremely motivated to cast their ballot, more so than younger populations.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block in the electorate.
83% of voters 50 and older said a candidate's position on Social Security is very important in shaping their vote. Medicare was at 72%. More than 1,000 likely voters around Wisconsin were interviewed, with an oversampling of nearly 450 likely voters past the age of 50. The age of the leading presidential candidates is dominating national rhetoric about the election, but Ward emphasizes that under this poll, voters strongly indicate they're not too happy about their economic situation.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Despite a strong jobs market, economic factors like inflation and rising prices were cited as a key concern among older adults. Ward says it appears President Biden is taking the blame for that sentiment, but overall, both candidates are not looked at favorably. This is Mike Bowen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. It's 67 right now.
Monday night, we will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC and be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m., where we welcome the master of radio magic, Gizmo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our next guest join us. He is the executive director of Gathering Waters, Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trust. Mike Carlson is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, we are delighted to have you here. And one of the things we love doing on Matt Nair on Air is learning about things together. And I have lived in Wisconsin most of my natural life, and I had never heard of the Alliance for Land Trusts, and I don't even know what that means.
I think you're not alone, Jane, and appreciate the opportunity to come on and share a little bit of information with your listeners. Gathering Waters, we're actually celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. So we were founded in 1994, and we exist to support groups called land trusts. They also often are called land conservancies. And when we say land trusts or land conservancy, we really mean local nonprofit organizations that really exist to protect and conserve special places here in Wisconsin. So at Gathering Waters, we are a statewide alliance, state association supporting this network of just over 40 nonprofits.
And can you get who are some of these groups?
Yeah, sure. So just actually in Waukesha County, there's the Waukesha County Land Conservancy. There's a group called Tall Pines Conservancy. And then really in every corner of the state, basically, we have land trusts doing work in local communities. So groups like Door County Land Trust, obviously in Door County, Northwoods Land Trust, which is headquartered in Eagle River, groups like Mississippi Valley Conservancy, headquartered in La Crosse. And then we also do work with some national organizations that have a presence here in Wisconsin, groups like the Nature Conservancy, Ducks Unlimited, and groups like that. So it's a network that's grown dramatically over the last 30 years. Again, when we were founded in 1994, there was about a dozen land trust nonprofits working in the state, and now we have just over 40. So it's been a lot of growth and a lot of activity over the last 30 years.
Are these all protected areas, Mike?
Yep, that's the role that land trusts play. So they land trusts work with private landowners who voluntarily would like to see their properties conserved. And so land trusts really, I think, provide an important option for, again, private landowners that want to conserve their land. Obviously, there are other public agencies that do a lot of work on public lands, like our Wisconsin DNR. They protect and manage things like our state parks and state forests. Lots of different counties also have county park programs. Certainly Waukesha County has a great county park program. But land trusts provide, another option for landowners that want to see their land conserved. And so actually to date, land trusts in Wisconsin have protected over 500,000 acres of land around the state, you know, which is substantial, and it's a number that's growing every single day.
So say I own property in northern Wisconsin and I have 300 acres and I border one of the rivers up north, and I don't want condominium develops to be built there in 30 years after I'm gone. So is that the kind of circumstance you would put something into a land trust?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think landowners have lots of different motivations for why they want to see their land protected. Obviously, Wisconsin has a very diverse landscape. I mean, you look at how different sort of the driftless area in southwest Wisconsin is compared to the North Woods, compared to parts of like the Kettle Moraine in southeast Wisconsin. So lots of different kinds of landscapes and sort of conservation priorities depending on where you are. We really urge private landowners to familiarize themselves, if they're interested in conserving their land, to really familiarize themselves with the local land trust that's working in their area, and to really just reach out and start a conversation with them about, just to see if their land sort of aligns with the priorities and kind of the focus that land trust has. And folks can find, you know, a list of our land trust members actually on our website at gatheringwaters.org. And actually, I wanted to also just promote a little bit. We've got a statewide promotion running this summer that we call Wisconsin Land Trust Days, which runs in July, August, and September. And Land Trust Days is a promotion that that we host that really highlights land trust, public outdoor land trust events around the state. And attending Land Trust Days events is a really nice way to just sort of get familiar with the kinds of projects and the kinds of properties that land trusts are conserving. And again, you can find that on our website. We also have a website called havefunoutside.org, and folks can find more information about Land Trust Days there as well.
If you're just joining us, Mike Carlson is our guest. He is the executive director of Gathering Waters, Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trusts. And we're talking about Wisconsin Land Trust Days, which is running now and will run through the end of September. And there's really some pretty cool stuff that people can do as part of these Land Trust Days. You can hike, you can bike, you can learn about pollinators and why that's important. You can, you know, do sketches or photos, collect seeds for future conservation efforts. You can help build part of the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. They have special events. There's going to be a boat cruise for conservation in Port Washington and a scavenger hunt on horseback in Caledonia. Ooh. Ooh.
You mentioned something, Jane, just there about the Ice Age Trail. We had a rep from the Ice Age Trail here earlier this week, and one of the things we talked about was the connection of the trail as one long piece. And it sounds like this is something that might fall into your group's purview as far as acquiring land that will help connect that into one long path versus, I think, was that 1,000 unbroken miles?
Yeah.
And then 500?
500 more,
Yeah. And that just sounds definitely up the alley of Gathering Waters.
For sure. Yeah. The Ice Age Trail Alliance is one of our land trust members, and they just do incredible work. Like you mentioned, you know, both protecting sections of the trail, and then they work closely with partners like the National Park Service and Wisconsin DNR and local communities to really build and maintain the trail and then help to promote it as well. So yeah, they're a great example. They're just doing awesome work. And I think one really neat thing about, you know, outdoor places like the Ice Age Trail and like many of our land trusts, the sites that they protect, is that there's almost a countless sort of number of these properties that, you know, Wisconsinites and visitors to Wisconsin can go and explore and visit. And I think, you know, I know with my family, you know, it oftentimes, we really sort of, we often go to sort of some of the more well-known like state parks, right? Or sort of like local county parks. So I think that's, you know, common for a lot of folks to get out and sort of visit those more recognizable sites. And that's one, I think, really neat thing, both with the Ice Age Trail and with, you know, the projects and events that we're highlighting through Wisconsin Land Trust Days is folks can get out and probably visit a place that they never even knew existed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Some yes. really, really unique properties around the state.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what makes this so cool, again, is being able to check out places like that you've never had access to before. We've talked about this with Doors Open. This is something that a lot of communities and cities have started, where you get to go into businesses and institutions that you never had access to before. So this kind of sounds like the same sort of thing. And we're all nosy.
And curious.
We're curious. Yes.
For sure. And, I think we saw certainly during the pandemic just an incredible sort of increase in interest in exploring outdoor spaces. And that has tapered off maybe a little bit, but we still see, I think, visitation rates that are just higher than they, really ever were historically. So people in Wisconsin love to get outside, love to explore. And again, I think just realizing that there's probably more out there than most people really realize. And, it just provides options and opportunities for folks.
We just have a wealth of stuff in our backyard. And again, it's about knowing that it's there and knowing how to gain access to some of these things, which is why we love to do segments like this. Mike Carlson is the executive director of Gathering Waters, Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trusts, talking about Wisconsin Land Trust Days, running now through the end of September. All kinds of different things that you can do if you would like to check this out. And we will include the link to your website, Mike, mm-hmm. in our show notes after the show is done. It takes Greg about 45 minutes to an hour after the show is over to get those posted. So you can find that all at civicmedia.us. And then you click on shows, go to Matt Nair on Air, and that will take you to the entire archive of all of our past programs if you feel like you missed something.
That's right. You're just looking at me like, yes, we do, Jane.
Yes,
it's amazing.
We do. It is amazing.
It's so, and you can listen to us as a podcast.
You know what, though, too, Mike? I think, as you just pointed out, Wisconsinites love to get outside. We have a great love for all of our resources. And with all of the divisiveness that is going on in our politics and everything else, we are always looking for things on which we agree. And this is something I think we can all agree upon. How important it is to protect our resources mm-hmm. and be involved in conservation efforts so that the beauty that we love right now is going to be here for our children and our children's children.
100%. I totally agree. And actually, we have some data to back that up. Every couple of years, we work closely with the Nature Conservancy here in Wisconsin and actually do public opinion polling, really get a good wide sort of swath of responses from around the state. And we've been doing this for over a decade now, every couple of years. And it is consistent that it is basically close to, 90% of the public in Wisconsin wants to see us continue to invest in public resources, in conserving land, and really providing these outdoor recreation opportunities. And that cuts across party lines, that cuts across geographies. Like, no matter where folks are in the state, it's 90% plus support for this kind of work. So absolutely. And I think that's one nice thing about
that. We're going to come back in just a second, Mike, if you can stay with us for another segment. Mm-hmm. That would be great. Don't go away. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close. We'll be right back.
Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal genuinely of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Alba Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are talking to Mike Carlson, the executive director of Gathering Waters, and in particular, Wisconsin Land Trust Days, which is going on now through the end of September. Susan has been very patient on the line with a question for you, Mike. Good morning, Susan. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you for taking my call. I just have a comment. I live in the town of Dunn, and we, in 1997, we actually voted to have a purchase of development rights program, which I believe Gathering Waters is the conservator of our of that land trust. And what we do is we are conserving farmland. And I think this is something a lot of communities, small rural communities, could greatly benefit by doing this, because farmland is typically sold for development.
Yep.
Because the farmer gets a lot more money for it. And then if you pay the farmer up front anyway, not to get too involved in it, we are losing farmland at a tremendous amount, a tremendous rate, and it's really important to get the word out that folks should think about doing this in their own communities. I mean, the town of Dunn has, not a large population, but we all pay a little more on our taxes to conserve the farmland in our area. So that's just my comment.
Thank you so much, Susan. Really appreciate that. You make an excellent point. And again, it might be different for people. It probably is a great deal different for people who actually work with the land and those types of things. But there are probably still people who don't know that this is an option, right, Mike?
For sure. Yeah. Thanks so much for that comment, Susan. And yeah, the town of Dunn has been a leader for, you know, for years on both farmland protection and protecting, you know, wildlife habitat and natural areas within within their township. They actually they have a long running partnership with one of our local land trusts, which is called Groundswell Conservancy. That's headquartered here in Madison. Groundswell works throughout sort of the greater Dane County area and surrounding counties, but they work very, very closely together. And there's no question. Yeah, I think there's an incredible loss of really high quality, high value farmland in certain parts of the state.
Yeah.
And a number of our land trust members have that as a top priority. I mentioned Tall Pines Conservancy. They're headquartered in Neshota, just in northern Waukesha County. That's a big focus for them, as it is for, you know, many of our land trusts around the state.
Mark from Prairie du Sac. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say? Mark?
You got me?
Yep, we got you.
Yeah, part of my career was spent auditing the grants with the nonprofits, these partnership grants, you know, for natural resources purposes, you know, that, and for all those properties, most of them are open for the public to use, unless there's an environmental reason not to allow public access. And I can't recommend more highly than to go out and enjoy these properties and the value of these programs. Because with all the recent information coming out, the value of setting aside property, of setting aside, for example, grasslands, that grasslands can, you know, can sequester great deals of carbon because of the root systems in some of the prairie plants. I mean, that Pheasants Forever has been big on this, promoting that, because some of these plants, you see just a couple of feet above the ground, but their root systems reach down, you know, 10, 15 feet for some of those prairie plants. But, I mean, it's a wonderful program. There's all sorts of properties out there for people to use. Even some of the, like, the public hunting grounds that I go through, there's nice walking trails to those,
I bet,
to those places that people can enjoy. I mean, that other than you could get eaten alive by mosquitoes right now.
Thank you so much, Mark. Really appreciate it. But I think, too, Mike, that that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on, because, as Mark said, a lot of these places are already accessible, and most of us just don't know about them.
Exactly. And I sounded like Mark was calling in maybe from Prairie du Sac and, you know, just north of there in the Baraboo Hills. There's an incredible, you know, number of acres that are open to the public. I think obviously a lot of people are familiar with Devil's Lake State Park, but groups like the Nature Conservancy, Baraboo Range Preservation Association, and others own and manage and have opened to the public, you know, thousands and thousands of acres that are really beautiful and fun to explore. So yeah, and appreciate Mark's public service and working with land trusts in the past. I should mention too, I think one thing that Mark was referencing is that, you know, land trusts and their partners really do often rely on public sources of funding to conserve properties. And just one really critical state program, funding program that I wanted to mention is called the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. And that provides these matching grants, 50% of the funding for land acquisition, that many land trusts apply for that funding and many local communities do as well. When that public funding's used for a project, the project's required then to be open to the public. So that's kind of one of the strings attached with that. But that's a program that was founded in 1990. You know, it's called Knowles Nelson because of Governor Nelson and Governor Knowles, a Democrat and a Republican, really embraces that sort of bipartisan history here in the state. And it really, it continues to be kind of our flagship land conservation program here in Wisconsin.
Isn't it nice to know that we can agree on something?
It gives
me hope. Yep. It does. It gives me hope, which
me
is
too.
We all need a little bit of hope. Again, I just want to reiterate some of the cool things you can do during Wisconsin Land Trust Days, which runs through the end of September. You can bike and hike. You can learn about pollinators. You can take part in building part of the Ice Age National Scenic Trail, which is really cool. They have special events. They've got a boat cruise for conservation in Port Washington and a scavenger hunt on horseback in Caledonia. We will put a link up to all of those things that you can check out for yourself after the show is over. We'll get the show notes up in about an hour. Anything else, Mike? We only have about a minute and a half left.
I'll just add maybe that I mentioned earlier, you know, urging landowners who are interested in conserving their land, urging them to get to know their local land trust. But I also think just for general, you know, members of the public, land trusts are always looking for volunteers and certainly for supporters in their community. So just would urge anyone that sort of is interested in, you know, land conservation and in conserving our natural resources to just familiarize yourself with the land trust community and with the local land trusts that work, you know, in the community that you live. It's great, really great people and great organizations, and it can be a fun way to connect with a new group of folks.
And something we can all agree upon is conserving and conserving things we love, conserving things that we all love and value and utilize. Mike Carlson is the executive director of Gathering Waters. It has been such a pleasure, Mike. I hope we can have you back sometime.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Stay close. News is coming up next. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. You know it's evil when you're living alone. Water of love, deep in the ground. But there ain't no water here to be found. Someday, baby, when the river runs free, it's gonna carry that water of love to carry that water of love deep in the ground. But there ain't no water here to be found. Someday, baby, when the river runs free, it's gonna carry that water of love to me.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden pushing back on those calling for him to drop out of the race. In front of a fired-up crowd in Michigan on Friday, the president saying,
"You probably noticed there's a lot of speculation lately. What's Joe Biden going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? Here's my answer. I am running, and we're going to win."
Biden delivered some of his harshest attacks against his opponent yet, questioning the mental acuity of Donald Trump and calling him dangerous and unhinged. The judge overseeing the involuntary manslaughter trial against actor Alec Baldwin dismissing the charges against Baldwin on Friday after his attorneys argued that the prosecution failed to turn over evidence. The judge dismissed the charges with prejudice, meaning they cannot be retried. The Pentagon says it's pulling the plug on a temporary pier constructed off the coast of Gaza that helped bring aid into the territory. It was plagued by technical issues. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers upset by the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Washington Nationals last night, 5-2 to AmFam Field in Milwaukee. The Nationals able to snap a 5-game losing streak. Brewers right-hander Freddie Peralta struggled, giving up 4 runs on 10 hits through 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
I mean, I think Freddie made a few mistakes, but I thought generally he threw the ball good. And, you know, they just lost 5 in a row, so they're kind of hungry to win, and they put some balls in play. And, yeah, and their starter did a nice job to keep us at bay.
The Nationals' Jackson Rutledge held Milwaukee to just 3 hits on 2 walks over 4 2/3 innings in his first ever Major League start. A familiar face, Jesse Winker, who struggled last year with the Brewers, crushed a home run 403 feet to right center field, his 11th home run of the year. He also drove in a run with an RBI double. Elsewhere, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 5-1 in St. Louis. Chicago's now won 5 in a row. The Reds got past the Marlins 7-4. Pirates over the White Sox 4-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. Currently, it's 66.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, "I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, joining us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigby Olson. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, RYPC, that's what it is. Resident young person Calvin on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha.
How you do, fellow kids?
Hello, fellow kids. You can always join us, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Really nice to talk to Mike Carlson,
absolutely,
the executive director of Gathering Waters, and the Wisconsin Land Trust Days happening through the end of September. I mean that very sincerely when I say it gives me hope when I see things that we can all agree upon. And do things to protect them. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Let's just make sure that our representatives in Madison reflect those views and attitudes and ideas.
Well, and it's interesting as well, because Mike pointed out that in some instances with these land trusts, there are public dollars involved.
Yeah.
What a shock. Our tax dollars working for us. Really? Somebody better make that stop.
Oh, they can.
Yeah, I know they can. Just a reminder, all next week we will be down RNC adjacent. We're not going to be within the perimeter, actually, although Todd Alba will be there, and he will have his show broadcasting from the RNC all next week from noon to 2 p.m. We're going to be at Spaces in Milwaukee, which is just about a quarter of a mile away, just a little bit better logistically for some of the things that we're going to have going on. So I hope you can join us for that. When we were talking about land trusts, getting outside. We had talked about this a long time ago.
Yeah.
And
it's so fun.
It is a lot of fun when we talk about getting outside and taking advantage of all of our wonderful resources and all the things we love and our lakes and our streams and everything like this. We found this article.
Yeah. Is written back in January of this year by Drew Dawson. I don't think he's with the Journal Sentinel anymore.
The very elusive Drew Dawson, because we've tried to find him.
I think he works for another paper. I've tweeted at him. If you know Drew Dawson, the writer, get at us.
Absolutely.
Give him our email, which is janesays@civicmedia.us. We'd love to talk to him.
Absolutely.
He's a great writer. We enjoy his stuff.
Very much.
I think this has to be our favorite article, which is, wait for it, the worst bad reviews of Wisconsin State Parks and Natural Wonders. So once again, we're going to be combing through the annals of the worst bad reviews. Not bad, bad, the worst of the bad.
The worst of the bad.
Yes, we've had so many wonderful. And this time I think we're going to start from the bottom.
Okay.
And work our way up. This is Pattinson State Park, which if you don't know where Pattinson State Park is, look it up. Right off the top. Don't bother if you have a dog. I've never seen so many no dogs allowed signs.
Well, a lot of parks don't allow dogs.
Yeah, and you know why they have to put up so many signs? It's because people don't read.
Yes.
So they look. If you put up two, they're not going to see it. So you have to see it everywhere. And you'll be fine.
Well, and I would imagine that if you go to their website, it's going to say whether or not this is a dog-friendly space, wouldn't it? Pattinson State Park looks like it's directly south of Superior.
Okay, so that's up there.
So it's up there. It's in the northwestern part of the state. Okay, don't take your dogs.
All right, don't take your dogs.
And again, can we just relay this as well? Sometimes the reason these places don't allow dogs is because the dog owners aren't responsible and don't pick up after their animals.
What? It's never our fault.
I know. It's shocking, but
it's my kids' fault they invented participation awards. It's not my fault as a parent.
Pick up after your pets.
More about Pattinson State Park. This is the worst bad reviews of state parks and natural wonders of Wisconsin, written by Drew Dawson in January of 2024. Kind of a letdown. Went expecting a more nature-intensive experience to see Wisconsin's tallest waterfalls. Was also surprised to see the iron-tinted brown color of the falls, which was interesting to see.
Yes.
Were you expecting like a waterfall out of, say, like a tropical island, crystal blue, clear, and be able to drink from?
Right. You think you're in the Caribbean?
No, you are not. You are at Pattinson State Park in Wisconsin.
And there's going to be minerals in these waters, which is kind of what colors the waters, right?
This one just goes right to the just jugular. Hands down, the worst park I've ever visited.
At Port Pattinson?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you either visited a lot. If you visit a lot of parks, then that park did something to you. If you've been to three parks, shut up.
How did Pattinson Park hurt you?
Yeah, exactly. What did Pattinson do to you?
Man, I mean, there's a beautiful lake there. Interfalls Lake. Looks like a pretty large lake, too.
Yeah.
That may have to be on our next road trip, Greg Buck.
Oh, I'm down.
We'll check out Pattinson State Park.
We're going to move on to Mirror Lake State Park.
Oh, Mirror Lake is beautiful.
It's reflective, too. Trails were not challenging. Beach area was smaller than my backyard. Lake was not very big, and it was difficult to find the other sections of the lake. I mean, just...
It was difficult to find the other sections. Aren't they all connected?
If the lake isn't very big... Shouldn't you be able to find all sections of the lake pretty easily? You should be able to look to your left. There's a section. Look to your right. There's a section. I've just solved it for you. Were you just looking at your phone the whole time? I don't know. Another one just says, this was butt.
Harsh.
I know.
Harsh,
with
people.
A bunch of T's. I thought it was butte at first, and I'm like, okay, but no, it's this was butt.
All right, well, don't hold back. Poor Mirror Lake State Park, that is southwest of Lake Delton and the Wisconsin Dells near Delwood. Anybody listening in Delwood, here's your chance
to
call in and defend Mirror Lake State Park. We want to hear from you at 855-752-4842. And actually, if you're listening, we'd love to know where your favorite places to go are.
Not just parks. It doesn't have to be
a park.
You know, if you're driving along, like one of the things I love to do is I love to drive down Sunset Drive in Waukesha.
Okay.
About 10-15 minutes outside the city into the Wales area. The view is gorgeous. The trees, it's like in the autumn, it's
spectacular.
It's gorgeous.
Calvin, you got any favorites?
Well, yeah, I mean, as far as driving, if that counts, the Kettle Moraine Scenic Drive, Highway 67 between Eagle and Oconomowoc.
Yeah.
Is a very pretty drive.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
855-752-4842. You can counter the best of the bad state park reviews. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. What do we have next, Greg Buck?
We're heading our way to Governor Dodge State Park.
All right.
This one, real simple. Try an indoor water park. More fun and cheaper.
Than a state park?
Also, the raccoons are fearless and numerous.
Well, you're gonna run into the whole raccoon thing no matter where you go.
You are in their world. Like, you are a visitor. That's their place, not your place. So tread lightly, tread respectfully.
It's called getting along, you know.
I always like when this happens. Meh. You know,
I wasn't impressed.
And
I've seen better.
And This last one read for Governor Dodge State Park. I'm going to pull back a little bit.
All right.
Because it's in all caps. Too much grass. Get rid of it.
You don't want that at a state park.
No, you don't want grass or woods.
All that grass and nature-y stuff. Scott from Madison texting in, listening on WMDX. My wife and I visited Yellowstone 4 years ago, and we wanted to write a review that said, one star, too much scenery.
We're going to hop over to Kohler Andre State Park right now for what I think is maybe one of the best ones ever. It says for Kohler Andre State Park.
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoy recreating scenes from the Bible, you will surely enjoy the sky, which is constantly darkened by swarms of giant dragonflies, which I don't believe was one of the 10 plagues.
Not dragonflies.
Locusts,
yes.
Boils.
Yeah,
you know.
All kinds of great frogs.
Kohler Andre State Park, death of the firstborn son.
That's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And it's very, very unique. And Mike Carlson from Gathering Waters had mentioned too, we have so much different topography and so many different natural wonders just as you travel around the state, because that's where the sand dunes are Kohler Andre State Park.
Yeah, that whole area is just absolutely gorgeous. Just
fantastic.
You're surrounded by trees when you're going up the highway. It is absolutely wonderful. Michael Seal from Tosa says, I love New Glarus State Park. The trails are mostly in the woods. By the way, I am from New Glarus, not Toma. All right. Thank you, Michael.
Important distinction, apparently.
I think I'm going to pronounce this correctly. We are losing State Park. sounds like we are losing.
If not, someone will call.
Exactly. Please.
How do you spell it?
W-Y-A-L-U-S-I-N-G. We are losing State Park.
Gotcha.
Margarita, very weak.
That was your review on the state park, is they don't make margaritas up to snuff.
Look, Jane, when I want to go to a state park, I want to get drunk.
Where you can get margaritas at state parks?
I had no idea. They're probably like $30 a piece, too.
Calvin?
I was confused by that, too. I've never heard of them. I thought usually there's just like a ranger station and maybe like a bathroom and stuff.
And a bubbler if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Now we have to go there just to find out if they actually have margaritas.
Exactly. I'm looking for the weak margarita. Well, that's the only one, sir.
Wyalusing State Park is, it looks like it's a little bit southeast of Prairie du Chien.
Yeah.
It looks like a gorgeous area with all the rivers there.
Yeah, but Jane, not as good as the view from the Iowa side.
Oh, really?
That's what one person said.
Oh, new.
Oh, not much in the store. Disappointed. My goodness, go to, like.
People have vastly different expectations, I think, when they visit state parks.
I know. Like, for me, I just want to walk and just enjoy the view.
Or if there's a lake, maybe, you know, go splish around in it. Or, I don't know, you know, ride a bike, take a hike. Yeah. Shopping is never high on my list when I'm thinking about visiting state parks or drinking margaritas, unless I bring them.
Exactly. Then that's weak. It's weak because your fault.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Do we have someone on the call?
Calvin nope. She wasn't able to hang
gotcha.
On. We're doing the best worst reviews of Wisconsin state parks.
Absolutely. And tell us where you like to go to. Text us. Feel free to call us where you like to hang out in Wisconsin, whether it's state park or just going for a good drive in the country. You can get 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I did that off the top of my noggin, finally.
Nice, nice. Leave a comment on the live stream. We have a big bunch of crew. Hello, live stream.
Yes.
You can always comment. Just put it up on the comment section and let us know where you like to go in Wisconsin, our beautiful state.
I'll do one more before we go.
Okay.
And this is more of a you problem than the park problem. This is Copper Falls State Park. The darn directions took us to Pierre, South Dakota. This park is in Wisconsin. Never trusting Google Maps ever again. By the way, yes, Google Maps still thinks this place is in Pierre, South Dakota. I don't think that's the park's fault.
My sister and I were at Copper Falls State Park a couple of summers ago.
Yeah.
We used Google to get there.
Did it get you to Wisconsin?
Yes.
You're great.
And you can't. So you cross the Minnesota state line.
And then
crossed the NODAC state line or SODAC state line. And it took you until then to realize, I think we missed our turn.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That also, you give them a bad review on a website that has nothing to do with them. That brings their rating down because I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. You're an idiot.
We're going to have to do some 5-star reviews now.
Exactly.
Just to balance things out a little bit. Stay close. One more segment before the top of the hour news. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Busy show today. It's been a really busy week. We have a lot coming up for you next week as well. Mm-hmm. We will be down RNC adjacent. We're going to be broadcasting from Spaces, Milwaukee, and all kinds of guests lined up for next week. On Monday, Phoebe Petrovic from Wisconsin Watch just had a great article on WPR about the influence of the far right and Christian nationalism in the Republican Party. And there's a local person, local pastor, who has been very, very involved with this and is now becoming more ingrained, it appears, into local Republican politics. So Phoebe's going to be here to talk about that. In hour number two on Monday, Greg Treverton, who is with Security Leaders for America. We've had a number of their members join us. We're talking about over 400 or 500 former national security leaders. We've talked to retired brigadier generals. We've talked to retired rear admirals. Not flaming liberals.
Nope.
By any stretch of the imagination. And their concerns about what a second Trump term would mean. So Gary Treverton will be joining us Monday at 11:33. Dr. Kristen Lierley here on Tuesday, specifically to talk about what not getting kids vaccinated in schools would mean. Mm-hmm. This is something Trump has also said. He plans to withhold all funding from any public school that has any vaccine mandates. Doesn't seem to be just talking about COVID.
No.
And this would have devastating ramifications.
Yeah.
If we didn't inoculate for measles anymore, or mumps, or smallpox, all these things. So we're going to talk to Dr. Lierley about some scenarios and look at how quickly this could spread and what that would mean.
Yes.
Joe Zepecki, political consultant, joining us the entire second hour on Tuesday. Jim Santel, our colleague and former U.S. prosecutor, who is the host of the show on Saturdays. Check it out. It's called Amicus, a Law Review. Jim Santel will join us on Wednesday to talk about some of the recent Supreme Court decisions and what that all means. Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, checking in to talk about our farmers and what our farmers are hoping for and the challenges that they are having right now, because it's been kind of a tricky season so far. It's been very, very wet.
Yes.
And this is always, it's all, you know, they're dealing with this all the time.
It was really, really dry. Then it was incredibly wet.
Then incredibly wet. So Pam Yonke going to be joining us. Dan Schaefer will be here. Paul Noonan, Brittany Merlot, and then Dan Schaefer back on Friday for recombobulation area, as he usually is. So I hope you will join us all next week. Again, Todd Alba will be doing his show from Panther Arena. That's where Media Row is set up.
Yep.
Not actually in Fiserv Forum, but you can catch Todd broadcasting live all next week from noon to 2 p.m. down at the Panther Arena They're in Media Row.
Ooh.
I know. Very fancy.
Jane, I'm looking at the calendar here for next week, and it is very, very busy.
We got a busy show.
Lots of guests, lots of great things to talk about, important things to talk about. Friday, next Friday, the 19th, is Daiquiri Day. I mean, the RNC is a, we'll be like, RNC you later.
Yeah, it's over.
And just like, we're out of here. How else do we celebrate?
Should we close out the show next Friday with Daiquiri Day?
I think so. I mean, if you can go to a state park and get a cruddy margarita, why not come to our show and get an even worse daiquiri?
Calvin, any feelings about daiquiris?
Yeah, they're okay. I've only ever had them the one time I was at an all-inclusive resort. It was the only time I've ever had a daiquiri.
Well, we'll have to consider that. Maybe
the diplomat.
Maybe we can get a mixologist.
Oh, boy.
To come and visit us next Friday. Come on, that's what all the cool kids are doing. Hello, fellow kids.
How do you do, fellow kids?
A reminder as well, tomorrow is the Waukesha Farmers Market. I'm going to be out there from 8 until noon. Look for the Civic Media tent.
Stay hydrated, Jane.
Yeah, stay hydrated. It's going to get really, really warm as the day goes on. So if you're going to come out to the Farmers Market tomorrow morning, you may want to do it a little bit earlier, on the earlier side.
Yeah.
Because the humidity is just going to continue to increase over the next couple of days. And heat is going to be an issue over the weekend and into next week. So as Greg said, keep yourself hydrated. Don't overexert yourself if you don't have to. And please be careful with your pets and also any elderly relatives or people who might be immunocompromised, things like that.
Yeah.
Laughing Tap.
That's a place.
It is a place.
Yeah.
Where you can get laughs.
For taps. I don't know. Okay. So this weekend, we are back open for this weekend and next weekend, taking the final weekend of July off. But this weekend, we have Anthony Bonazzo, who has been on Dry Bar, who's been on, I think he's been on Comedy Central, but he's just releasing a new special soon. And he's very, very funny. He's headlined before 2 shows this weekend, 1 tonight, 1 tomorrow, $22 online.
Such a deal.
LaughingTap.com, $25 at the door, no drink minimums. Sunday, we have a special show, a special event called RNC Therapy with a gentleman named Ben Palmer. He goes by the name Palmer Trolls on social media. He has like 7 million followers.
Wow.
Yeah. What he does is he goes to a website like Target, their Facebook page. And if Target's saying like, hey, well, check out our Pride selection for June. Someone trolls them. Well, Ben creates a Target account and trolls them as Target. And he has hundreds of examples of what he's done over the past few years.
Wow.
Very, very funny. Get your ticket. Special event ticket, $25. Still no drink minimums, but that's a deal and a half. But this is right before the RNC. They're going to be in town. And there might be some special guests. We're not sure, but you're going to have a great time. Sunday night, 7 p.m., early show. Get your tickets, laughingtap.com.
Also, Comedy Central is going to host In Dogcision 2024, Rescuing Democracy. That is also happening on Sunday. It's a voter registration pet adoption event in Cathedral Square Park this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free. Yeah. And if you're considering adopting a pet, check it out and get registered to vote. It is more critically important than ever.
Or go to Matic.
Go to Matic too. Yes, go to Matic. We'll put the links in our show notes if you're thinking about adopting an animal. All right, we got to get out of here. News is coming up next. Thank you to Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers, because without you, nothing works.
Yeah.
Thank you most of all for listening and calling and texting. It means the world. Remember, not being informed does not make you strong. It leaves you vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. Thank you so much for being with us and stay close. News is next, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. See you Monday.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot for a look at the forecast for the weekend. Brian Kuklinski swings in from the Green Bay Rockers.
Then we'll play a round of Who Are You? That'll be fun.
Well, that's debatable. Join us.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW.
I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay,
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.